tell us about the production, and what it entails.
Well, it's a collaboration of Atlanta artists. We put out a submission call for short pieces all set in Atlanta back in November, and we received over 80 submissions. And so our problem was to edit it down so that it would be, you know, a two-hour show, and that's hard to do when you have millions of people that you're representing. A couple of pieces are based on real stories from real Atlantans. One is performed by John Stanier, and he grew up on the Georgia Tech campus, the son of the dean of students, and talks about being a kid, being a football fan on a football campus.
When there was a game, we would play football. On the lawn by the Radioisotope building, bunch of us, boys and girls, neighborhood kids, some tech kids like us, we could hear the crowd in the stadium all the way across campus. And when they'd cheer, we'd pretend it was for us.
Setting the scene, so to speak, has particular meaning for the local.
Yes. Well, we're all over the city. Fox Theater, Manuel's Tavern, the Cyclorama, Piedmont Park. So we have projections on the back wall with photographs of these actual places. And people are so familiar. I mean, there's the first piece is a song about being stuck in traffic on 285, which is done in rolling chairs with steering wheels. And projections of the hideous Atlanta traffic behind on the wall. And it doesn't take much imagination for anybody in this city to go with that.
You talk about the individual stories and the many stories that you had to pare down to make up the play. But is it an actual play with a plot, or is it a series of individual stories?
It's both. Because what happened, I didn't want to decide beforehand. I wanted the city to tell me. And what I found, there were two themes that really kept resonating through. And one of them was belonging, and the other face of that, which is not belonging. And the other theme was renewal, making yourself, like in the Katrina piece performed by Cheryl Yvette Booker. Her life is totally uprooted, and she starts again here.
I was luckier than a lot of folks. Lots of people came here without anybody or anything to come to. They just had to go somewhere. But I still see all over town cars with the fleur-de-lis on their bumpers, and I know they's from New Orleans.
So we have the personal version of that, and then we also have it on a more of a citywide level, you know, like the Civil Rights Movement, or when Sherman burned the whole city down practically and we had to start over. Or what's going on now with remaking ourselves from this recession. Renewal, remaking, inventing yourself is a thing that ties all the pieces together and this sense of belonging. So even though they are in a lot of different locations and a lot of different people, they belong together. It makes a cohesive piece.
Talk about some of your major discoveries from this.
Well, what I discovered was that I had my own little Atlanta. I've lived here for years, but there are a lot of places I'd never gone. There were parts of the city I was completely unaware of. And when I started reading all these books, researching and going on field trips, and then talking to people, it expanded hugely. And I learned that all of us kind of have our little Atlanta. And what's going on in this show, it's like you peek in to somebody else's Atlanta, and the voice of that real life, that real place, that neighborhood speaks to you. You get to hear it from the inside. And you go, that's here too? That's my hometown too? So my vision is you have all these people in the audience who are from all these different backgrounds and neighborhoods, and they're watching their own and going, yeah, I know that. And then all these things are like, really? What? Huh? And I hope that they'll want to explore and learn more. Every day I'm going, who knew? I never knew this about Atlanta. I'm finding out things all the time. And it's been really exciting, and I've met wonderful people. So I discovered that I had a small Atlanta, and it's really grown.
Ellen McQueen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lois.